So I met a young actress in a class the other day, and I said, so, what are you working on? And she said to me, oh, nothing at the moment. I thought, really? You're an actor? You're not working on anything? I didn't say that to her, of course. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I thought, gosh, wouldn't this be a really great time to tell you how to be a working actor? On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you today? So good that you're here. I think this is going to be a really fun podcast today, at least I hope it is, because I'm going to talk to you about how to be a working actor. Really? We've covered all kinds of information here on the podcast, but how to be a working actor? I've got a really cool idea that I'm going to share with you on today's episode. But before we do that, this is that moment in the podcast where I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I'm very, very grateful to, gosh, we're almost up to 16,000 downloads of Casting Actors Cast, people from all over the world. And I'm so excited that the audiences are writing to me and they're thanking me. And you can do the same. If you'd like to go to castingactorscast.com, there's a place where you can jump into the talent pool. You can ask me all kinds of questions. Any question at all. I might even put it on the air. So if that's something that is of interest to you. Also, we're a podio. We're a podcast video. And that means that you can go to the YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast, and you can see me doing these audio podcasts live on video. So if you want to see me do some outtakes and maybe some bloopers, do that. And I would really appreciate you liking and subscribing and telling your friends about Casting Actors Cast, because as I've always said, as long as there are people watching and interested in the information I'm sharing, I am thrilled and more than happy to be able to share that information with you. Also, a really quick announcement, if you will, that I'm a member of Patreon now, so if there is any interest at all that you want to continue to support this channel, you can go to the website castingactorscast.com and it'll take you right to the Patreon channel. I'm not begging for money here, but I am suggesting that if you want to see, you know, better quality audio and video, if you would like to support what we're trying to do here on Casting Actors Cast, it would be of great help. Also, a portion of the proceeds from the Patreon are going to go to Actors Equity Association, Equity Fights AIDS. So there is a kind of a charitable benefit that is also being given for those of you who choose to support Casting Actors Cast through Patreon. So that's my kind of commercial about that. See, I'm trying not to, you know, become commercial venture here. I really am more interested in getting you really up to date information from a casting director about what it is to be a professional actor in the business of show. And that's why we don't have sponsors. That's why I don't do commercials, those kinds of things. I just really want to keep this a really clean and simple relationship. I hope you appreciate that. And I know that that's something that I'm really interested in maintaining. And as long as I can continue to give you the quality that you deserve, I'm going to try my best to do so. So, gosh, that was kind of long. But anyway, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. So today's episode, how to be a working actor. It's always kind of interesting to me that actors only feel like they're actors if they are working, if they are on a set, if they are on stage, or they're in rehearsal. And I find that really, really fascinating because, as you well know, if you've been a listener of Casting Actors Cast for any length of time, you know that my favorite phrase is probably work begets work. And I know this from when I was a working actor, and that is that when I got a job and I told people I'm in a show or I'm working on something or I'm in a movie or whatever it is, that always seemed to put some really great energy out into the universe because then other job opportunities seemed to present themselves. I always thought that that was kind of weird, but that's the only explanation I have. other than when you talk about you in a working way, that seems to attract a lot of people, as if, you know, that kind of validation of you working means that you are somebody that should be paid attention to. So I thought that that was kind of always interesting. It's always fascinated me. But I think it's also about when you can market your success as an actor, then people are attracted to that, that kind of positive energy. So then I'm thinking, okay, so that's kind of what the actor has to do. But there's also the business side of things. And work begets work also in a business side. So you have to have that other head, right? You have to have that business head, which talks to you about making sure your pictures and resumes are up to date, making sure that you are making regular contacts to other people in the industry, that you're taking your classes, that you're doing all of those things that will help reinforce the fact that you are an actor in the business. But still, it's always funny to me that you don't consider yourself necessarily a working actor. So I'm going to change that today. I'm really asking you today to take a leap of faith with me as I talk to you about what you can do for yourself to be the working actor. See, I think it's important that you kind of distract yourself in a positive way from the mundane day-to-day things that a lot of performers need to do. You know, we all have to do the laundry. Right? We all have to make sure we're paying our rent, or we are paying our mortgage, or we're taking care of the family, or, you know, the list can go on and on. But I think that there is a way that you can be distracted in a really healthy way, and that will reinforce you being a working actor. And here's what I'm talking about. Here is the solution I think you should consider. And we're going to spend some time diving into this today. And that is, here it is. Ready? Are you really ready? Okay, here it is. I think you should write. I think you need to write a solo performance piece for you. And of course, we can talk about the immediate reasons why that would be really good for you. Like I just said, it's a great distraction, right, from the day to day. But it always helps you kind of get a focus of something to really work on, a project, if you will, that can really help sustain your vision of the fact that you are now a working actor. If you're working on something in acting, you are a working actor, right? Don't you think? So let's talk about writing your one-person solo performance piece. There are some basics that I want to go over really, really quickly. And this is based on several one-person shows that I've seen firsthand. I know that there are some colleges and universities that encourage students to write their own solo piece and work on it. I'm not a huge fan of just writing your own monologues, you know, for showcases or anything like that, but I am trying to have you put yourself in the place of a writer, of a performer, somebody who can really get a sense of what it is and what the process feels like when you are working on your own one-person piece. So here's some ideas that I think might help. So get your pencil and paper out and write down a few things for yourself. Number one, is there a historical person that's always interested you? You know, somebody from the past. Maybe it's a political candidate. Maybe it's somebody from 1,000 years ago. Is there somebody's story in the past that has some kind of historical significance that you're intrigued by, that you would like, in fact, to do a little bit of research on? So that would be somebody that you would want to write down. The other, is there a personal story that you are aware of? Maybe it's your own story. Maybe you've had a really interesting journey to get where you are now. Maybe you come from a family background that was either challenging or unique, something that might have value to others. So when you tell your story, what is that story? Is it an interesting one? Does it have some value? And if that's the case, that might be something that you want to write about. Maybe you want to write about your own journey, or maybe your grandfather or grandmother's journey. So you can do research on any of those areas. And by doing the research, I mean literally figuring out what your performance piece is going to look like, what your performance piece is going to feel like. Also, if those are not that interesting to you, maybe there's a fictional story that you would like to write about. Because I've often thought, you know, gosh, if I were to write a story, I would love to do this because I'm a big fan of horror, the horror genre. I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great to do a one-person show about Dracula? You know, you could play several different characters. You could also be Dracula, or maybe you could do it about characters that, because this is October, I'm doing this podcast. I guess, you know, that kind of thing is on my mind. But you could really put together a series of characters talking about Count Dracula. It'd be kind of fun, right? So you can get really theatrical and really creative. Now, logistically, you want to do a show that is maybe an hour to an hour and a half, hour 45 max. But an hour and a half or an hour, that's a realistic kind of time frame. And I'll explain why that's really useful in just a minute. So as you start doing the research, you can also start putting together an outline of what your solo performance piece would look like. So we're talking about a live piece on stage with an audience. You could shoot it on video, so that would be absolutely valid and a cool idea as well. But I'm talking about a live performance piece primarily for this. But you could certainly, you could certainly apply it to doing a half hour, 45 minute, 1 hour video of the same performance piece. But there are some things to think about as well as you put your outline together. I think, my opinion only, but I think it's really imperative that you have a director who can help you with the shape of the piece. I think it's almost, in fact, I will insist that it is impossible. It's absolutely impossible for you to direct yourself in your own piece that you've written yourself. Somewhere in the creative process, you're going to need another set of eyes. Somebody who can contribute, somebody that you like, somebody that might challenge you in a positive way, somebody that will help you shape the arc of your one-person show. In other words, I don't want you to feel like it's just you and the rest of the world. It really needs to be you and a director who knows what they're doing, who can help you do that. Now, I'm sure there's somebody in your circle. There's somebody that you know. Maybe there's somebody, maybe another actor that you've worked with who's always had some kind of interest in directing. Those would be excellent candidates for you to pitch and say, you know what, I'm putting together this one-person performance piece, and I would really like your help. I can't imagine somebody not jumping on the idea of contributing to your work. I just think it's a really excellent idea. So hiring a director, and I don't necessarily mean for pay, but bringing somebody on board who can service the work after you've got the piece written. Or I guess you could probably have a really great outline and connect with a director who might throw some ideas your way as you start putting together all of the pieces of your show. Isn't this a cool idea? Now, I know some people might have tried that. You might have tried this already. And I'd love to know what your experience has been putting it together. Now, as excited as I am to share this with you, I also know that there are a lot of pitfalls. One is that you get bored with the process, that you're not a writer necessarily. You don't think that there's enough material. You don't know if there's enough theatrical significance or value for an audience to be watching this stuff. Is there a hook? And you know what I mean by a hook? Is there some compelling reason that you're telling this story? If those elements are there, then I think you're well on your way. As long as you maintain and stay enthusiastic about the choices you are making, because too many times you'll start off on these kinds of things. I know firsthand, you'll get excited. And then, you know, a few hours later, you're going like, okay, I need a lemonade and maybe a few hours of Forensic Files or something like that. You know, a television show. But stay enthusiastic. Really take your time putting it together. Have fun doing it. Because, you know, if it's not fun, it's not going to be worth doing. So now let's just project that you've worked on a piece, you've got somebody that's been helping you, you treat it as if you are in rehearsal, you work on the words, you memorize the piece, the director is shaping and helping you. Now you need to give the theatrical elements. The director can help you with this. Maybe it's a bare stage. Maybe there are a few set pieces. Maybe there are some projections. Try to keep it modest. I don't suggest that you try to make it a big production, but something that you can kind of literally put in a suitcase and take with you wherever you go. And that is why I want you to think about what to do with this piece. Now that you've got it, you've worked on it, you're ready to go, you've shaped it, you feel really confident about it, here's the coolest idea of all. Now you can market yourself with this one-person performance piece. And there are several places where you can take this piece and actually get an audience and work it. See how it feels. And let me give you a couple of quick suggestions off the top of my head. Well, clearly, you could go to a college or university setting. You could go to a community college and say, you know, I've got this one-person performance piece, which would be perfect for the Halloween holiday, and it's about Dracula, and I'm a professional actor, I'm a working actor, and I would really love to have an opportunity to maybe have you consider me doing the piece. Oh, by the way, I put a little snippet on video for you to see, and maybe you could tell from that if that's something that would be of interest to you. See where I'm going with this? So you don't have to do a tremendous amount of marketing, because not only are there colleges and universities and even high schools, but there are community civic organizations. There are churches and synagogues. There are community centers. There are places where people of a certain age, elderly folks, go and have a recreation at these rec centers. So there's just all kinds of venues that might be right for you to put this show on. So this is how you know that if you're asked about what you are working on from a casting director, like this young person I met, and she said, oh, I'm not really doing anything at the moment. You can reverse that. You can stop that now. And you can say, yes, I'm working on my one-person solo performance piece, which I will be doing at the local community college next month. Remember what I first said when we started today's podcast, today's patio. Work begets work. There's just something really great to be said about you generating your own creativity into a performance piece that you've written yourself, that you've had some professional eyes on it in the name of a director who's kind of given you some focus and some vision. And now you have a piece that you can always jump to. Now, I'm not even going to talk about the fact that there may be some money in it. You could be, you know, I'm not asking you to be your own producer necessarily, but you could. But colleges and universities and community centers are all looking for some kind of entertainment value by putting something that is of interest to you, that you've done the work on, can help serve the greater good. After all, it's your creativity we're talking about, but it's your creativity being shared. And to me, in my humble opinion, it's the sharing of your creativity that makes it art. I feel good about that. I hope you do too. Please let me know. I'd love for you to go to castingactorscast.com. Leave me a comment. Don't forget to like and to share. And thank you so much for allowing me to share this with you today. Something I think that might be of help to you, something that might be of value. And I look forward to having you coming back next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.